Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with Evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is Evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Light of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with Evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris.
Good evening to all our listeners on today. Yes, you are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our awesome co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. We are excited to have you tune in on today's show. As always, let us bow our heads for our opening prayer. Co-host.
Father, we thank you and we praise you this evening. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, for, Lord, you have kept us from the early rising up until this very point. We realize, Lord, that it was you. So we give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise today. Lord, we thank you for not only to this point, but you'll continue to carry us on, be thy will. We ask that you would touch each and every person today that's on this line, our listeners and our guests. And, Lord, we pray that it would be an amazing show, a blessed show for all that's connected in and hearing, that they will have a great takeaway of this information today. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, listeners, we have another show, good, exciting show prepared for you on today. Yes, we do have our special guest in the studio with us live today, none other than Sister Laverne Woods Dunn. And we're so sorry that Sister Paulette Davidson is unable to join us on today, but she'll be coming on maybe later on in the year so we can hear from her. We thank God for her and all the work that she's doing in the body of Christ. Today our topic will be clean water and KI and an update on Haley. Yes, we will be discussing that. Jay and Sister Dunn will be giving you an update on that situation there in Haiti. And as always, remember, listeners, you too can join in on this awesome topic just by pressing that number one on your phone if you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts on today's topic. So without further ado, we only have 30 minutes on air today, so we want to do a move quickly with the show on today because time is of essence to us on today. And without further ado, let us bring live into the studio with us our special guest on today, Sister Laverne Woods Dunn. Good afternoon, Sister Dunn.
Good afternoon, Evangelist Chapman and Pastor Doris. It's a pleasure to be here to be with you this evening. So sorry that the missionaries that I work with are not going to be able to be with us today, but I will give you a report from the both of them, and if you have any questions, I will try to answer them for you. The first report I'm going to give you is about some updates about Haiti. I was able to speak.
Sister Don, before you go into for today, I would like for you to give our listeners a small bio about yourself before you start introducing your topic on today. Before you go into your topic, let us please share with our listeners a small bio about yourself and how you know you and what you do in the city of New Orleans and who you connected with your church and your family. Can you share that with our listeners on today?
Sure. As you said, my name is Laverne Woods Dunn, and I count myself as being a servant of the Most High and Only Wise God. My nonprofit is I'm inspired by His Word, a vision that was directed by the Holy Spirit, and I minister with love to those in need of spiritual, physical, intellectual, and emotional encouragement. I'm a certified family life educator and a belief therapist. I hold a Bachelor of Science degree in elementary education from Loyola University, a Master of Science in Family Studies from Texas Woman's University, and I'm actually studying to get my doctorate degree in marriage and family therapy from the University of Louisiana at Monroe. I have attended the New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary. I've been to over 25 missionary trips, going to 15 countries. I'm a member of Greater Liberty Baptist Church, where I serve as the missionary, the director for home and foreign missions. I serve also for the Foreign Mission Circle for the First District Missionary Baptist Association. I work as a consultant for the Louisiana Department of Education in homeless education. And I've worked as various Cornerstone Missionary Baptist Association, the African Methodist Association. But my life theme scripture is, let us think of ways to motivate one another in acts of love and good works. So I work with various missions and missionary groups. Those are the people that I've attended different missionary trips with. Okay?
God,
so that's a little bit about me.
Wears many, many hats, that's working hard in the body of Christ, reaching out to help others. And as she shared her bio with you, you can see from her bio and you can judge from her bio that she is working hard in the God's vineyard. Without further ado, let her now begin her topic, start talking on the topic that she will be presenting to us today, and that is clean water and an update on Haiti. You may begin speaking on the topic at this time, Sister Donna. If you have any questions, we will bring them to you after your presentation.
Okay. All right. So I spoke to Sister Mara Jo this morning. She's not able to join us because you know that in Haiti, the president was assassinated. And although they do have another president currently, they still are, like, politically unstable, all right? They're trying to get their stability straight, but it's still not where it should be at. And so she's not able. She sends her regrets to you because it would be difficult to get the line clear for her to participate as she did before, because once before we were able to come on the line. She would like me to report at this time that the people of Haiti are facing social and political hard times, and it is doubly hard emotionally and spiritually because of the difficulties there. So therefore, she's requesting prayer. She requests that people would pray for her. She says, it looks like people are discouraged at this time, and especially the behavior of the younger generation is getting very hard to bring them up. There, it seems like there's more fears about tomorrow about for them, and that her work becomes more harder because she is actually trying. She has the youngest child there in the orphanage. There's an orphanage that has 35 children, and the youngest one is 6 months, and the oldest one is 21. In addition to the orphanage, she has a school that has over 200 children. And so it's getting harder for her to raise those children and bring.
Look like, listeners, we have disconnected from our guest, but at this time I would call her and she would call right back into the studio. Until then, the co-host will be sharing some thoughts with you on today's topic, or be able to entertain you until we get our guests back into the studio. It'll be 1 minute. She'll be coming right back on into the studio. All right. co-host.
As she says, Sister Dunn has done some great work. She has truly shared on her servitude and servanthood. Of course, she connected it with the most important place, the most high God and only wise God is who has inspired this work that she's doing. She's been on 25, I heard her say, missionary trips abroad. So we are listening to someone who has some information to share with us and has some factual information to share with us. 25 missionary trips abroad to 15 countries where she has been an amazing part with feeding the children, the medical mission team, the overseas African, and she's done all of that through the Overseas African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church mission. So we see here this evening that Ms. Dunn has quite a bit of information to share with us, to enlighten us, to inform us as to what it's all about as far as the missions and her desire to reach out and to help others. I love her scripture. Her scripture is out of Hebrews 10 and 24, and it says her life theme scripture is, let us think of ways to motivate one another to act of love and good works. Beautiful scripture. God is love, and we are to build one another up, not tear one another down. We are to help one another, praise God. And she's doing an amazing, amazing work in that arena as she shared with us today on Loving Kenya and Hope for the Haitian Children Foundation. As we know, there's quite a bit going on in Haiti, and there's quite a bit going on in other countries as well. But the topic today, as we're talking about, is Loving Kenya and Hope for Haiti.
Hello?
All right, co-host,
can you hear me?
We do have our guest back in the studio with us at this time. We had lost her, but she's back connected with us, and she may continue her topic for today. Now, if by any chance anyone that get disconnected out the studio, call right back, and you'll be able to get right back in the spot where you were. So she will continue at this time,
yes.
Sister Dunn. Go ahead, Sister Dunn.
As I was saying, she just needs prayers, even more first place, not only prayers for economic needs, but she needs prayers for the children. So when we're praying, remember that. She talked about COVID. She said COVID is back to normal. They're wearing masks just like we do. They're social distancing as much as they can. But she said most Haitians use natural medicines, not only if they get COVID, but as a prevention method. They have the Moderna shot down there. But just like here, they have a problem that people don't want to take the shot. School is supposed to open up in September. 1st is when they will be opening up there. And as you know, in Haiti, we talked about this before, that their mission is to continue to raise children up so that they can become the citizens that they need to be. That's their mission in Haiti. She came down, Sister Mary Jo just left here July 20th, and so she had two shipments. So the first shipment did arrive yesterday, so they were unpacking it. So the children were able to get food because they didn't have any food when after the president got shot, people were starving. I don't know if you saw the news where they were people on the streets and they were having problems eating. So the children were able to get food yesterday because the shipments did come in. And so she has another shipment that was coming, the one that was shipped from New Orleans, and it's supposed to get there next week. So that, praise God for that. They did get the shipment. And if anybody needs to, if you want to know what kind of things that we send to Haiti, you can go to www.hopeforhaitianchildren.org, And when you go there, they have all the information that, not the, just the current information that I talked about, but the mission that talks about how they're dedicated to, it started, Hope for Haitian Children Foundation started in 2009, and the mission is to give aid and support to the children of Haiti who are abandoned or they're orphaned, and to support the efforts of Haitian families who are in need of temporary assistance. Like here in the United States, I've been to Haiti 8 times. Here in the United States, we have welfare, we have food stamps, we have those kind of things. We have a food bank. They don't have that kind of, those kind of things in foreign countries. They don't have anything like that. So they depend on people like Sister Mary Jo, who God has opened up her heart and called her to this kind of mission, to feed the least of them. And there's a scripture in Proverbs that says, when we give to the poor, when you lend to the poor, God repays you, all right? God repays you. And as God repays you, your family, your the next generation, you will never be broke, all right? You will never be broke. So the vision again for Hope for Haitian Children Foundation is always to make sure that those children will always, as they're raised, being raised up, those people who have been abandoned, that they will get those things that they need, the school supplies, the learning, making sure that the teachers get paid. Because Sister Myra Jo, she has 2 children. She's raised her 2. One of her two, her daughter is a dentist, and her son helps with the foundation. So the work that she's doing is not that she's doing it to raise her own children. She's helping somebody else's children. She works. I've been down there with her. She gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and she works till 9:30 at nighttime, working tirelessly to make sure that those children get the things that they need. All right. And water, we like like we drink a bottle of water and just put it on the side. The water there, they have to buy water. There's no water where in the facility where the children live, because I've lived with them, and we have to buy water. All right. So that's the update on Haiti. Yeah, I know. It's just, I remember this little boy, he would come in the morning, every morning, and look at me and see my water bottle. And he would take a swallow from it, you know, because I hate to, you know, you hate to say water is ration, but it is. The children just would get like little pouches. You know how the little fruit juice pouches of water? I mean, fruit juice, that's the kind of way they sell water there. And they would get like 2 a day, all right? Because she has to buy the water, all right? And she's, again, depending on water, people to give her money, how much money she can raise, because she uses her own money. She's a retired nurse. And, again, she started this foundation in 2009, and she's depending on people. But God always provides, like when she came here this time, because it, once people give us stuff, it costs $5,000 to ship the containers to Haiti. But when we came, when she came this time, there's another organization here where this lady had been praying, her and her husband wanted to help some orphans. And this other lady I know, Minister Adams, asked me, don't you work with somebody, because I'm the president of the foundation, don't you work with some somebody from Haiti? And I said, yeah. So I went on their prayer line, and I told them about them, and those ladies gave me their birthday money to help with Sister Myra Jo to ship the containers down to Haiti. So God is always laying me and the foundation on the hearts of other people. And that's what God said he would do. He said he would lay you on other men's hearts so that you could give to other people. And that's how he's always, God is a miracle worker. He is a miracle worker, and he's always doing, making sure he provides, God provides, you know, and he always does that for this foundation to make sure that they always get what they need. So I just thank God. Thank God for this opportunity that I could share and let people know that God is a miracle. And that's enough about Haiti. I see that I have 3 minutes left, and with those 3 minutes left, I just would like to just share a little bit about Love in Kenya, but I know you need to make an announcement.
I just want
Evangelist Chapman's house. Stop.
I have a little minute show where you can just hit that number one, callers, listeners, if you have a question, comments, or want to share your thoughts on today's topic. As Sister Dunn has pulled out her heart in reference to those that are in need over in Haiti, you see how crucial it is for, now this is where your mission work begins, women and men of God, servant of God. This is where the service begins, reaching out, helping the needed, helping to clothe them, feed them, give them water when they're thirsty, and it's so much that we can do in the body of Christ. We only have a few minutes left in the show, and we don't want to hear about how the clean water came about in Kenya. And we're going to let Sister Dunn, because she has only a couple of minutes left in the show. But Sister Dunn, you go ahead on and do the best you can, and because the listeners do want to know what's going on there with the and how the clean water come about there in their country. Go ahead.
All right, all right. Loving Kenya missionary Paulette Davison in 2009. She first went to Kenya on a medical mission team, and she saw the need for clean water, and the Lord spoke to her heart, and she returned in 2010. And when she went there then she returned this time on a new journey, because she went back, set up a 501(c)(3). And since then, she's been going back for 12 years. And then they set up a water purification system. And so now she goes back with two missionaries and two past Coma, Washington. So now she just came back from January 12th to June 14th of 2001. She was actually there for 6 months. So there's a water purification system that she sets up, and it's like a blue bucket. And for $35, you can donate to her organization, and you can actually pour the dirty water in, and clean water comes out. So she went there. And so she went back, and she just was down here like July 22nd. She came back when she came back from Kenya, and she brought Pastor Apostle Henry Nagasha with her, and he came, and they had a reception at Union Seminary. And then on July 25th, she was preaching at Free Mission, Second Free Mission Baptist Church, Reverend Warren Ray, all right? And in addition to food, clothing, and the water purification system, she also provides that when she goes to Kenya, all right? So that's what she does, Loving Kenya, with Loving Kenya when she goes there. So not only does she do the water purification, but she provides that. But she was there 6 months, and while she was there, she said they wore masks. They didn't have to, they didn't do the separation thing. They didn't do that. But they also were able to do the testing, and they didn't have any problem. But COVID wasn't a big problem in Kenya where she was at.
Right.
All right. So that was a little bit about her. But again, she's been doing that for like over 12 years. But it started off with just her going on a mission trip. And you can reach her at www.lovingkenya.org. But anybody who wants to know anything about Haiti or Kenya, you can call me at 504-231-9613. And that's my telephone number. Or Sister Evangelist Chapman, you know her number. You can get in touch with her, and she knows me, and I can put you in touch with any one of those organizations. All right? And Missionary Davidson, you can go on a mission trip with her. It's too dangerous to go to Haiti right now. I haven't been to Haiti. Last time I was there was in 2018. I have not been down there. It's just too dangerous. Even though Sister Marie Jo is there, she told me, no, I can't go there now. It's too dangerous. All right. The last mission trip I went on was in 2019. I went to Dominica and Puerto Rico. I went there on mission trips, but I couldn't go to Haiti again. Not right now. So that's it, Evangelist Chapman. I think we stayed within the time limit. Okay.
God bless the listeners. Remember, they will be coming back in the month of September with part two and allow them an hour to be able with the missionary Paulette Davidson, as well as Sister Maria. Hopefully we will be able to get them all in the studio together where you can get much, much, much more informative, important information. But as you can see, as you hear today, those that's in there, those that's listening, you see how important it is, how crucial it is for us to help those that are in need. Those people, we are blessed. We are blessed. We're crying about wearing the mask. We're crying. Some of them have excuses why they don't want to go and get the shots. All kind of excuses where things are available for us. It's available for us here in the United States. But those people, unfortunate, you know, they want it and can't get it. So keep that in mind as you walk your daily walk with God, as you say your prayers. Pray that God will send more help for missionaries such as Sister Don and the other two missionaries that have the foundation. The information, I hope that you wrote it down if you need further information. Sister Don, repeat your phone number again and give those websites. You do have time to get that information out, those that have enough, and take your time so they can be able to write it down in case they want to contact you and they want to help those that are in need. You can go ahead and get your number again. Two websites again, please.
Okay. My telephone number is 504-231-9613. The website for Hope for Haitian Children is www.hope4haitian.org. And then for Loving Kenya is www.lovingkenya.org.
God bless you. God bless you. Listen, we want to thank you for tuning in on Facing Your Fears on today. Remember to tune back in next week, next Thursday, where we'll have a new guest in the studio with us. And at this time, we would have to do our closing prayer, which there's 1 minute left. Co-host and listeners, we would love you and thank you for supporting Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show co-host. Are you still with me, co-host? She's not in the studio. We're just going to ask the Lord to look down on those that are in need in Haiti and also in Kenya. We pray that those that are suffering in the hospitals with the on the vibrators as we speak,
that are laid up with the coronavirus and those that are at home with the coronavirus and the Delta. We ask God to touch their bodies right now. We ask for healing power in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray this. This is my prayer for today. God bless all of you that's tuned in on today. Until next week, we will say good afternoon to you. And please wear your mask, wash your hands, and stay safe out there. Goodbye now. This is the end of the show for today.